Hello friends, I welcome you to the very important chapter of our book. The future is becoming rather difficult because of the challenges posed by the pandemic like COVID-19. The youngsters who aspire to become an administrator are going to face new challenges in the era of this pandemic. COVID-19 spreads primarily through respiratory droplets or contact with contaminated surfaces. Exposure can occur at the workplace, while traveling to work, or during work-related travel to an area with local community transmission, as well as on the way to and from the workplace. COVID-19 has impacted our life very severely. It is imperative for us to examine the serious damage caused by the pandemic on our life, as well as the day-to-day activities of an administrator. Presently, the impacts of COVID-19 in daily life are extensive and have far-reaching consequences. This can be divided into various categories: healthcare, economic, and social impact. So, the name of the chapter is Impact of Pandemic on the Administrative Functions. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to a dramatic loss of human life worldwide and presents an unprecedented challenge to public health, food systems, and the world of work. This COVID-19 has affected the sources of supply and affects the global economy. There are restrictions of traveling from one country to another country. During traveling, number of cases are identified positive when tested, especially when they are taking international visits. All governments, health organizations, and other authorities are continuously focusing on identifying the cases affected by the COVID-19. Healthcare professional faces a lot of difficulties in maintaining the quality of healthcare in these days. This pandemic has affected thousands of people who are either sick or are being killed due to the spread of this disease. The most common symptoms of this viral infection are fever, cold, cough, bone pain, and breathing problems, and ultimately leading to pneumonia. This being a new viral disease affecting humans for the first time, though vaccines are now there, there is a shortage of them. Thus, the emphasis is on taking extensive precautions such as hygiene protocol, for example, regularly washing of hands, avoidance of face-to-face interaction, etc. Then, social distancing, wearing of masks, and so on. The virus is spreading exponentially region-wise. Countries are banning gatherings of people to the spread and break the exponential curve. Many countries are locking their population and enforcing strict quarantine to control the spread of the havoc of this highly communicable disease. COVID-19 has rapidly affected our day-to-day life, businesses, disrupted the world trade and movements. Identification of the disease at an early stage is vital to control the spread of the virus because it very rapidly spreads from person to person. Most of the countries have slowed down their manufacturing of the products. The various industries and sectors are affected by the cause of this disease. These include the pharmaceuticals industry, solar power sector, tourism, information and electronics industry. This virus creates significant knock-on effects on daily life of citizens as well as about the global economy. From the evidence so far, the COVID-19 virus can be transmitted in all areas, including areas with hot and humid weather. Regardless of climate, adopt protective measures if you live in or travel to an area reporting COVID-19. The best way to protect yourself against COVID-19 is by frequently cleaning your hands. By doing this, you eliminate viruses that may be on your hands and avoid infection that could occur by then touching your eyes, mouth, and nose. Studies suggest that coronaviruses, including preliminary information on the COVID-19 virus, may persist on surfaces for a few hours or up to several days. After the pandemic situation, when visitors come to the office in person, receptionists have to embrace a new, whole new host of responsibilities. New visitor management tasks during the pandemic include the following: asking the visitors to sanitize their hands by using the sanitization equipment available there at the entry point, then taking their temperature, screening visitors for coronavirus symptoms by asking them if they had exhibited any symptoms or had traveled to any hotspots recently, carrying out disease prevention initiatives such as distributing masks to visitors, making sure visitors all agree to a policy that dictates social and physical distancing, and modifying the lobby to keep visitors far enough apart while they are waiting. Then sanitizing shared surfaces in the lobby, keeping records of compliance with local pandemic-related health regulations by, for example, tracking each visitor to keep a record of how many people are in the workplace at any given time, keeping records of when employees and visitors came and left the workplace each day in case the data was needed for contract tracing purposes later. In the pandemic era, following are the challenges in the diagnosis, quarantine, and treatment of suspected or confirmed cases. Then, high burden of the functioning of the existing medical system. Patients with other disease and health problems are getting neglected. Overload on doctors and other healthcare professionals who are at a very high risk. Then, overloading of medical shops, requirements for high protection, disruption of medical supply chain. All these problems are there. In view of these challenges, we have to give medical support as follows. All employees should be medically examined once a year for blood and sugar tests. While at work, sanitizing or washing hands, wearing mask, keeping social distance, and following all the COVID rules is a must. Rapid antigen test should be conducted for all the employees frequently, and the employees found COVID positive should be asked to take leave. If anyone has symptoms like fever, dry cough, etc., RT-PCR test should be conducted immediately, and if the employee is found COVID positive, he should be asked to quarantine himself in a nearby COVID care center. All establishments should have an ambulance room, that is medical room, or shall have arrangements with the nearby hospital for providing an ambulance room. The ambulance room shall be in overall charge of a qualified medical officer, and a qualified nurse will be readily available there in all times. All the required medicines, injections, beds, oxygen should be provided there. An ambulance van shall be provided by the establishment or may be arranged through nearby hospitals for the purpose of prompt removal of serious cases to hospitals. The ambulance van with driver shall be readily available in all shifts. Emergency preparedness is an area that is often neglected. Preparedness planning is essential in order to respond effectively to outbreaks and epidemics. Health emergency preparedness is a part of the larger vision of health for all. The investment we must make at the national level now is ensuring affordable health care for all. So many times we have heard of people denying themselves of much needed medical health care due to costs. The issue of affordable health care for all should be our prime goal. Administrators should play a crucial role in managing emergency evacuations. They have to have the best records of who is in the building at any given point of time. Beyond scheduling and managing standard fire and evacuation drills, he or she has to plan for other emergencies, not just life-threatening ones. Businesses need plans for how to keep things running when critical infrastructure fails, such as when power is lost. They also need to have a plan to respond to interruptions of the supply chain that interrupt production. And of course, they need to have a plan for when it is not safe for employees to come to work in person. In a post-pandemic world, some offices may find that administrators are the best candidates to step into the role of emergency planning more permanently. Office administrators are often the ones with the best handle on office supplies. So they can make sure that employees have access to emergency supplies such as fire extinguishers, first aid kits, flashlights, etc. when they are needed. Main elements of emergency plan are leadership. Then roles and responsibilities of key personnel should be defined and should be made known to all the employees. Then very good communication. Then medical care including ambulance van. Then relationship with hospitals. Prevention is better than cure. This wonderful proverb should be the main theme of our life. Preventive healthcare helps you maintain your health. Screenings are important to avoid future health problems or catch them early when they are easier to treat. But the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a decrease in preventive screenings because some patients have been hesitant to see their healthcare provider. The pandemic has revealed downsides to having certain employees personally greet everyone who comes into the workplace. But germs can potentially spread from one employee to everyone who comes in, especially if that person is working in a small enclosed lobby area that everyone must pass through. It is better to give administrative assistants their own offices away from the lobby. The front desk should be removed from the lobby. It can provide seating space for people who need to wait for an appointment and can fulfill social distancing requirements also. Visitors can check in remotely using a visitor check-in app like the receptionist for iPad. Sitting away from the front desk can be beneficial for administrators too. They will be able to concentrate on their other work more easily. Benefits of working from home are better work-life balance, less commute stress, location independence, improved inclusivity, money savings, positive environmental impact, impact on sustainability, a customizable office, increased productivity and performance, and last but not least, a happier, healthier work life. During pandemic situations, employees have to work from home. Productivity as well as quality has to be as per the customer expectations or company expectations. However, working from home brings its own set of challenges. Hence, there are many factors which an administrative manager has to look into in order to ensure that the employees are truly comfortable in their work from home. First thing which an administrator has to do is to help to equip employees. Administrative manager should make sure that employees have the technology they need to be successful, which may be more than just a mobile phone and laptop. For example, if the employees are expected to attend virtual meetings, he or she should see whether they have adequate cameras. Then promoting dialogue. Two-way dialogue between managers and employees ensures that communication efforts help rather than hurt engagement. It provides employees with the information and perspective they need and enables them to express and process negative emotions and feel more in control. administrative managers can create opportunities for two-way dialogues that focus on a realistic picture of both the positive and negative implications of the current COVID-19 outbreak. Then, very important thing is trust in employees. The best thing the administrative manager should do is to put utmost trust and confidence in the employees that they will do the right thing, which they will if employers provide a supportive structure. Then, reinforcing organizational values. Many companies have spent a lot of years building a set of values that describe how much they care about their employees and how it is important for them to create great lives and experiences for their employees. Administrative managers should make sure to reinforce these values with employees. Also, continue to model the right behaviors and encourage employees to call out unethical conduct. Then, increasing recognition. Effective recognition not only motivates the recipient, but serves as a strong signal to other employees of behaviors they should emulate. Recognition does not need to be monetary. Administrative managers should consider public acknowledgement, tokens of appreciation, development opportunities, and low-cost perks. Then they should encourage innovation. There is a natural hesitancy among employees during disruptive times to be afraid to try something new. Administration managers can emphasize the need and provide opportunities for incremental innovation or process improvements. Then, being on the lookout for signs of distress in the employees. Administration managers should use both direct conversations and indirect observations to get visibility into employee challenges and concerns. They should use every opportunity to make clear to employees that they support and care for them. Since COVID-19 is a global pandemic, we need to understand its impact on working practices, well-being, and HRM in specific contexts. It is likely that many changes will be happening. We all have to take utmost care in future to be healthy and successful in our work. Thank you.